Hi, I'm Tanya.
Ayako desu.
And welcome to
子供と英語で話そう!
The podcast that teaches you basic, easy to use English expressions that you can use with your children every day.
このポッドキャストはお子さんと毎日使うことのできる簡単で基本的な英語表現をご紹介します。
Hey, Ayako.
Hi, Tanya.
Well, we have a lot to talk about today.
そうだね、今日はいっぱいあるんだよね。
Yes. Big news. At the end of the podcast, we are going to announce the winners of last week's drawing for the new Longman Children's Picture Dictionary.
そうそう、ポッドキャストの最後には先週のプレゼントの当選者を発表しますので、楽しみにしていてくださいね。
And we're going to tell you how you can win a free copy of the award-winning CD for children, Super Simple Songs.
そして今週は CD のプレゼントのお知らせもありますので、最後まで聞いてください。
But first, today, we're going to learn some simple expressions for saying goodbye in English.
でもその前に、さよならをする時の表現を勉強しましょう。
You know, Ayako,When I first came to Japan, I was kind of surprised to hear so many people saying bye-bye.
なんで?さよならっていう時はバイバイでしょ?
Well, it's goodbye, but in America, a lot of young children say bye-bye. Adults don't really say it that much.
そうなの?大人の人はバイバイって言わないんだ。
No, they say more like bye-bye.
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 No. So, today, let's learn some more English expressions for saying goodbye.
今回はさよならをするときに使える表現をご紹介します。
Oh, and then we're going to hear a simple goodbye song that you can sing with your children.
表現の後に簡単なグッバイソングもご紹介しますので、お子さんと一緒に歌ってみてくださいね。
Let's listen!
Enjoy!
It's time to go!
もう時間よ!
Let's get out of here!
行こう!
Gotta go!
行かなくちゃ。
Take care.
気をつけてね。
Take it easy.
じゃあね。
So long.
Bye bye.
See ya.
またね。
See you next week.
また来週。
See you next time.
また今度ね。
See you tomorrow.
また明日ね。
See you soon.
じゃあまた。
See you later.
また後でね。
See you later, alligator.
またね。
Well, how was it?
何?
Oh, see you later, alligator is just a fun way to say see you later. Kids like it.
Bye bye, Kim, みたいな感じかな。
Yeah, something like that. It's very close. Okay. So, try using some of these expressions instead of bye bye sometimes. They're very easy to remember, and they'll help your kids become more comfortable with English.
バイバイの代わりにこの表現も使ってみてくださいね。とっても覚えやすいし、子どもたちが英語に触れる良いきっかけになりますよ。
Song time! Let's try singing this song with your kids. It's a song called See You Later, and that we sing at the end of our English classes with our young kids.
それじゃあ私たちがレッスンで使っている See You Later という曲をご紹介しますので聞いてみてくださいね。
Enjoy!
Enjoy!
See you later. See you later. Take care. Goodbye. It's time to go. I'll see you later. It's time to go. See you later. Goodbye. See you later. See you later. See.See you later, take care, goodbye.
See you later. See you later.
Sorry. Okay, this song is on our award-winning CD, Super Simple Songs.
この曲は賞を受賞したことのあるスーパーシンプルソングスに入っていますよ。
And this week, we're going to give away five, only five, free copies of Super Simple Songs.If you'd like to enter for a chance to win a free Super Simple Song CD, just send an email with your name and hometown to info@knockknockenglish.com by midnight Thursday, February 22nd, 2007. Oh, big sorry, this is only open to people living in Japan. Greatly apologize for that.
今週はこの CD を日本にお住まいの5名様にプレゼントします。 info@knockknockenglish.com にお名前とお住まいの都道府県を書いてメールしてください。メールアドレスは info@knockknockenglish.com です。締め切りは2月22日の夜12時までです。
Of course, we respect your privacy and we promise, 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 promise we will never give your email address to anyone else.
個人情報はしっかり管理しますので安心してくださいね。
And a big thank you to everyone who entered last week's contest to win a copy of the new Longman Young Children's Picture Dictionary. Congratulations!
そして先週はたくさんのご応募ありがとうございました。当選者の方は横浜市にお住まいの幸子さん、池袋にお住まいの久美子さん、千葉県にお住まいの真由香さん、同じく千葉県にお住まいの美奈子さん、そして埼玉県にお住まいの茜さんです。おめでとうございます。
And as always, you can check us out for much more information at knockknockenglish.com.
ホームページもチェックしてください。アドレスは www.knockknockenglish.com です。
Well, Ayako, I think it's time to go.
そうだね、そろそろ終わりにしようか。
Well, take it easy, everyone.
次回もお楽しみに。See you!
See you next week!
また来週!
またね!
Take care, goodbye!